Ephesians 1 and 4. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight and love. He predestined us for adoption as his sons through Jesus Christ, according to the good pleasure of his will. 1 Peter 2 and 9. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. You are predestined. You are chosen upon creation. That means before you were created, before you were a blimp in your mother's womb, before you were even put on a sonogram, he knew who you were. And in the gifts that he prepared for you, he implanted them in your spirit. He stored them in your spirit. He implanted them and embodied them in our spirit. The gifts that he gave me are implanted on the inside of me. So when I come out, they were already in me. They grew in me. The bigger I got, they still in me. But I didn't make them grow with me. I didn't know how to operate and make them grow with me. I know when I was, I think I was about 5 or 6 years old. I think I shared that with the Sunday school class. That we went to church at New Zion, at Pleasant Ridge. And they told my mom, next year we're going to have a pool, a baptizing pool in the church. And I said, "Whoa, mama." I said, "I'm not getting baptized in that pool." I said, "I want to go to the woods just like Jesus. I'm not getting baptized in that pool." So I had to get on the mourning bench that year because I did not want to go in that pool because I felt like I wanted to go in the woods like Jesus. Now I had that much knowledge to want to be like Jesus at that age. And also, I can remember when I first heard the story when Peter and John were walking through the city. And I'm like 5 or 6 or 7. And I can remember telling God, "I want to be just like that." Okay, but he didn't give it to me yesterday. He did not give it to me last week. He gave it to me then when I asked for it at 6 or 7 years old. He gave it to me, but I did not know how to use it. I did not know how to operate it. I did not know how to make it grow. I did not. And you know, as Christians and in the Word, we're so behind. We're so behind, and we're not behind. And the way and the things we've been taught has held us back so long. But when we come into a church like Christian Fellowship and other churches that preach the how the anointing operates, how the being filled with the Spirit operates, we're able to move, we're able to flow a lot quicker in the Word. And so, like, a lot of us have been here at Christian Fellowship. And I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about y'all, because I know none of y'all thought about this. But, you know, we have took the Word for granted and allowed ourselves to get comfortable with the Word, allowed ourselves not to stir up the gift that God has implanted in us because of one reason or another. But God is saying that the season for your anointing, for your calling, is at hand. To find your place, the season is at hand. And you know, as Christians and as some of us come into, you know, well, we think we come into our calling because a lot of us are operating out of the flesh. A lot of us operate out of the flesh. Because, like you said, we get these little feelings and, you know, we get one revelation and we start operating out the flesh. And like Jesus said, He only do those things that are pleasing to his Father. Okay, but we find ourselves doing a lot of stuff that's pleasing to us, that's pleasing to the people that's around us. And we are losing fellowship with God because we're pleasing man. We're pleasing ourselves. We're pleasing each other. We're only worried about us. We're only basically worried about ourselves and what we want. But God's word is not about that. God's word is not about that. God's word is about the whole body of Christ and being able to operate in all authority, all power. The whole body of Christ have to come together, and we have to find our place.